Just bless the Lord like if it's your last day here on earth. Give him all that you got this evening, man. I know you can do it. He just loves you so much, my friend, this evening. So I'll give you praise, Almighty God. We're going to have a good time tonight. That I can promise you. We're going to have a good old time tonight. Jesus. Jesus.
Praise you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. We magnify your holy name, Lord. We exalt you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. It's none like you, Father. It's none like you, Father. King of kings, Lord of lords. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're so holy, Father, so worthy. Wonderful and beautiful are you, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Harry or Robert, whichever one, he let it rain, my friend. It's 50-50 shot. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We bless you, Father. We bless you, Holy Father, King of kings and Lord of lords, the great I am, Lamb of God, Prince of peace, Lion of the tribe of Judah, my wisdom, my dominion, Healer, Salvation Redeemer, my everything. I give you praise, Jesus. Not once, not twice, but a million times over, my Lord. I worship you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus. Keep you long because I want to pray for some of you tonight. As crazy as that might sound. Oh, somebody. Sometimes kingdom talk is crazy talk. If you're born again, you are sons and daughters of the kingdom and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. That means everything that's in the kingdom is whose? It's ours. Believing the ways of the kingdom are crazy sometimes to the mind and to people. You know that we're from another world? We're just here for a while. His ways, they are our ways. And his thoughts, they are our thoughts. I've heard it preached before that, you know, his thoughts are not our thoughts nor his ways. No, 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 that's wrong. You got to read it in its entirety in the book of Isaiah. If his thoughts are not my thoughts, then I got an excuse. If his ways are not my ways, then I have an excuse. But his thoughts are my thoughts. His ways are my ways. Why? Because I've been born again. As long as the grave and the tomb is empty, and as long as Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father, the odds are 100% in our favor. No matter what the circumstance, no matter what the circumstance, the grave is empty, the tomb is empty, Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand side of the Father. That means we win. That means we go on our life confessing crazy things to people. Things like, there is no pain in your kingdom. There are no blind eyes in your kingdom, Lord. There's no cancer in your kingdom. There's no sickness in your kingdom. No pain in your kingdom. And if there's no pain and sickness in his kingdom, and we're joint heirs of that kingdom, then we should walk the same way of the ways of the kingdom. Because his ways are our ways. Jesus Christ bore all of our sicknesses. Well, Pastor Omar, I heard you're in bad shape. It doesn't change the way of the kingdom. It doesn't change what the perfect will of God is. It doesn't change it. So what if I live my whole life, another 4 or 5 years, confessing God's word? In actual pain, saying that I'm not in pain? What if I live my whole 4 or 5 more years or 10 more years believing that I have 20/20 eyesight? Why do I believe it? Because that exists in God's kingdom. What if I confess 4 or 5 more years or 6 more years saying, Lord, I thank you for perfect kidneys? What if I confess that for 4 or 5 more years? You know why I confess it? Because that place exists in God. Pastor, what if you confess that for 4, 5, 6, 7 more years? What if you go on all those hours confessing these crazy things about yourself? Or what if you go on confessing for 4 or 5 or 6 years those crazy things about yourself? Are you going to feel dumb or insecure if these things don't come to pass? Are you going to feel like all that you said was vanity? Like it meant nothing? Pastor, I'm going to take it to the extreme with you. I want to believe you. I want to believe these things exist in God's kingdom. I believe you, Pastor Omar, that you're a son of the kingdom. But there's a lot of sons of the kingdom that go home early. Well, what if you believe these things and you confess them and you push the plate back and you fast and you do all these precious things that teach me how to fall in love with Jesus? What if you fall? What if you fall short? It still doesn't change the ways of the kingdom. It doesn't change God's perfect will for me and for you. I'll tell you one thing. I'll tell you one thing. I promise you this. When all is said and done, God's going to get a lot of glory for some miracles. Get a lot of glory. Well, what if it doesn't happen, Pastor? What if it doesn't happen? Well, I would have lived my life not shaking in my armor. But I would have lived my life not shaking in my armor. But I would have lived my life walking straight to that giant and giving it everything that I had in the spirit. You see, Jesus talk is crazy talk. The Lord, for the last 2 weeks, had a great time in Him. Greatest times that I've ever had in worship. The Lord, through 1 John and through praying in tongues, has really given me a revelation of what it is to walk in the love of God. And still many today in the church, in general, they don't have a clue of what. But He gave me another dimension of that. I'm not going to keep you long on it because I really want to pray for some of you tonight. I want you to experience what I've been experiencing lately. Not physically, but spiritually. I do have a revelation of what it is to walk in the love of God and what it really means, a biblical terminology, what it means to walk in the love of God. But this is the thing, this is the missing element to that revelation that I received. To walk in the love of God, in a nutshell, is to obey God's commandments from within your spirit. Whatever He tells you to do, since He's love, and love lives inside of me, then love has to what? Come out of me. That's love. But this is the key. I know what love is, and I've taught you what love is. Love is not an emotion. Not always. It can be at times, maybe a little tidbit. But love is obeying what's right from within us. The missing element that I had to that was I have to fall in love with the one asking me how to love. Are you with me on that? I have to fall in love with the one asking me to love. And how do I fall in love with the one asking me to love? By stretching my hands up daily and telling Him how much I love Him. How much I praise Him in the midst. See, it's easy to worship God when you feel like it. That's the easiest thing to do on the face of this world, is to worship God when your emotions aren't battling you. We have to fall in love. This is an element that the Bible can't bring me, that hours of reading the Bible can't bring me. This is an element that praying in tongues can't bring me. But we have to fall in love with our Creator. Only one way that we can fall in love with a Creator. And that's by true, true worship from our hearts. Words of simplicity, like, I love you, Jesus. I don't think I've worshiped Him so much than I have the last 2.5 weeks. In pain, I worship you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. I glorify you, Jesus. Saturating my mind, saturating my senses in His love. You see, when we go home, we got to go home leaving a legacy of love. See, it's not enough for me to, I can get under a certain teaching anointing, and I can probably quote 1 John and James and 1 Peter word for word. That don't mean nothing, man. See, when I go home, I got to leave a legacy of love. I want my boys to say, and my daughters and my grandsons and my grandkids to say, my grandpa, my dad, God, He had a heart for Jesus. That's the legacy that we want to leave behind, is a legacy of love. Because if we leave a legacy of love, then we were disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. And nothing has helped me more than true, unadulterated worship from my heart towards Him. Then it's easier to obey love when you adore love. It's easier to do what's right out of our hearts when we fall in love with the one that's asking me and you to walk in love. People should always be our heart's desire to love one another. To love one another. And I'm learning right there with you, man. I can't love you anymore until I learn to love Him more. And it's a shame that for 20-something years that I've been born again, I've learned to love Him more in the last 2.5 weeks than I have in 20-something years consolidated, put together. But it's okay. You see, it's okay. There has been a compassion that's rose up inside of me the last 2.5 weeks. I've had my battles in the mind, no doubt about it. But Jesus' talk is crazy talk. Even to normal Christians. How you feeling today, Dad? Feeling glorious, son. We must fulfill our ministries, our lives in Him, in love, falling in love with the Creator. We have to learn how to be intimate with Jesus. We have to learn how to be intimate with Him through worship. Through worship. As you learn to embrace Him and learn to be intimate with Him. I told Him the other day, more than anything in this crisis, my heart cry to God has been, Lord, that I may know what it is to walk in Your 100% mercy. May I know what it is to love my brother. May I know what it is to love my sister, regardless of situation, regardless of what's at stake. May I learn in You, in this worship. See, I consider worship more than just a limb. Worship is an absolute 100% honor. To be able to lift up my hands and say, Jesus, I praise You and I worship You. It's more than a limb. It's an honor. It's our way of life. I'm not going to say too much. I will say this, because I don't want to give the devil any glory, and I won't. I did say one time in the beginning when things began to go downhill, I was in so much pain at the table. I told my wife, I was in so much pain, unbearable pain. I said, well, baby, I guess I just need to go home and see my mom and my sister. That's how I felt. Listen to me, though. I was in so much pain, I couldn't get comfortable. I said, it's time for me to go see my mama and my sister. Then I caught myself. That thought sounded so good, so logical, it made sense. But it was nothing more than a devil whispering in my ear. And I began to worship Jesus. And that good, logical, well-meaning thought, guess where it went? It went away. You see, I have so much to accomplish for God. First of all, to learn how to walk in love. I held my little grandson the day, Quentin Jr. I held him in my arms, and I cried the moment I began to hold him. See, I got to be around, and I will be around, to see him grow up, to see him walk in our Sunday school. Julie's baby that I got to hold and see. My boys. Some people that we got to win to the kingdom. My mama and my sister don't need me right now. They're okay. They're with the one that I worship every day. My sons need me. My wife needs me, and I need them. If there's anything that you get out of tonight, is it when we learn to be intimate with Jesus through simple words of adoration. And I found it, my friends. I'll help you. I very seldom have worshiped with music, but this week I've put on a couple of certain songs that I like, to songs of my interest, words of simplicity that talk about Him only. It will change you, man. It'll cause you to fall in love with Jesus Christ. It's really all we want when it's all said and done, right? To know that we loved Him with all our heart. No matter if anything happens today or tomorrow, knowing that we lived our life surrendering to the Chief and the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. See, we weren't made to shake in our armor, terrified of a 10-foot giant. We were made to go after Him in the name of Jesus Christ. We're not cowards. We're super victorious, according to Romans. We're more than conquerors. Sons and daughters of the Most High God. Know this, and I'm done. I never thought I could say that there's more to this. And praying in tongues has been what has kept me this long in God. And reading my Bible for hours has been what has assisted me and kept me in God. But they have not brought to me what these last 2.5 weeks of worship has brought to me. I have a desire now more than ever to obey the love of God in me, His instruction within me, because I've worshiped the one that's asking me to love. Once I can fully worship and love and be intimate with Jesus, keeping what's right inside of me is easy. But it starts with simple words of adoration towards Jesus. God, through the Holy Spirit, and I'm done in 2 or 3 minutes, and I want you to weigh your hearts and say, how much do I really want of God in the next few minutes? Am I content where I'm at? Or do I want to press a little further in God? And hold that thought. I have, through the Holy Spirit and through hours of tongues, and I'm not called to be a gospel entrepreneur. That's not my calling. I know it isn't. But God, through the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, has given me the gift to make money for the people that I work for. I, through the Holy Spirit, I can fix any negative situation in the workplace. My friend here, my co-laborer, he will tell you that. I pride myself on taking a phone call from an irate customer. I pride myself on hearing the instruction of the Holy Spirit and making that customer happy. Please, I pride myself on the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. In other words, I'm boasting in God. Because I, without the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, will get myself in trouble. But I, through the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, through hours of praying in tongues, have developed a mindset where I can make money for the people that I work for. But I am called to leave my mark in my life. I've called to leave a legacy. I am called, as you are called, to leave our marks in the Spirit, where the whole world can remember me and you as women and men of God who walked in a love that cannot be explained. We're called to walk in the love towards this man named Jesus, where no matter what faces us, that we are immovable. That's what we're after, my friends. A place of walking in 100% forgiveness. No ought, no hard feelings towards anybody. And that place is found in his bosom. As I offer up those words, even when you don't feel like it, even when your mind's in torment and you're in pain and agony, you just lift up those hands, because eventually in him, it's written, it's got to go, man. Because he bore all of our what? Sicknesses. He bore them all. He paid the price for our infirmities, for our sickness. And I'm going to finish again with this. And don't you ever, ever think different. I'm going to live my life believing the Bible. Or doing my best to believe it. Just because something else happens doesn't mean the Bible is a lie, my friends. It is 100% holy and undefiled. Regardless of what man says or does or happens to man, it doesn't matter. God's word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. If Jesus walked in through that wall and he called a prayer line, every single one of us with an issue in our life would be healed. Why? Because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. My friends, these eyes, they're 2020. My heart is renewed. What if you don't feel it? It doesn't change God's word. My kidneys are renewed. What if they still hurt? It doesn't change the way of the kingdom. If I go forward, something happens in my life, it does not change the way of the kingdom. But I promise you, I will stand. Fight the good fight of faith. Finish our course together. And every time that I offer up worship towards him, my resolve and my know I'm going to make it get stronger and 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 stronger. Why? Because he becomes more real to me, to feel his breath and his heart is what I'm after now more than ever. I still got a construction head on. I'm still being worked on by him. But the true missing element has been those words of intimacy with God the Father. We're to leave our mark here on this world, in this earth, a legacy of love. We should have so much compassion towards people. What people? Every single individual from A to Z. Ways of the kingdom. You know what I'm looking for right now? More than something that's already been provided. See, because what I'm looking for is found in love, in His love. Somewhat. What I'm looking for, somewhat, is what I'm saying. But right now, above anything in the world that I could want, is to walk head over heels 120% in the absolute, positive, genuine, holy, undefiled love of the Father. A place where, see, if I can find a place where I love Jesus more than anything, loving you will be easy. It won't matter what you do or what you say. I'll be so close to Him that I'll be so saturated in His mind that loving you will be so, so easy, because I can't love Him more without loving you more. My love towards you elevates as I love Him more. And that's what I'm after more than ever. This is burning in me more than it ever has in 20-something years. We're to live our lives going at that giant, never surrendering, never shaking in our armor, never intimidated. Going right at Him in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And how powerful that is when you say in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I pray that with my kids a lot as they're out in the street doing whatever they do, I pray for my kids so much. It's time more than ever, my friends, to not worry about your mark in the natural, to not worry about your success in life, but to worry about that personal, intimate, bosom-laying relationship with God the Father. To desire to keep everything that's right inside of me and you. Putting on the love of God, walking according to the new man that was created after God in righteousness. Putting on the fruits of the Spirit and putting off the fruits of the flesh. Amen. Father, I praise you. I glorify you. Worship you. I want you to just think in your mind. What are you after in this life? Where are you at with the Father right now? Jesus. Sibadia Korok. Father. In the name of Jesus. I pray convicting power of the Holy Spirit would pierce hearts, Lord, and that your love would draw them nigh to the cross. I know there's young people in here that are so hungry for you, Father. We want to feel, Lord, your heartbeat. We want to feel your embrace. You want to hold us, Father, and mold us and mend us into your image. The way I held my grandson today, Lord, is the way that you want to hold us and caress us and love us and instruct us with the instruction of heaven. Father, I worship you. I worship you, Jesus. Worship you, Jesus. Father, I bless you. I pray for every individual here tonight, Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that any weapon, Jesus, hallelujah, my friends. Be a doer of what you heard. As I'm also speaking to myself, be a doer of what you heard. Tonight, not tomorrow. Go to sleep tonight worshiping the Lord. Go to sleep tonight praising God. I promise you, there'll be good come out of it. Amen. God bless you. And we will see you Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Sunday morning at 10, Sunday night at 7. Hallelujah. God bless you.